defense force rather than see Belize lose any of its territory. The situation in Costa Rica will be more clear as the day goes on, and we will give you news about it. A probe into the activities on Mexican soil of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has been demanded by leaders of Mexico's political parties, members of the Mexico Congress, and a number of the leading Mexican newspapers. This came after Central Intelligence Agency activities were exposed in testimony given to Habana Radio at the recent World Conference of Youth. Gonzalez Altamirano, member of the Congress and leader of the Conservative National Action Party, said that Mexican police have suffered evidence and experience to act immediately on the facts already revealed, and that if they do not do so, they are guilty either of complicity or incompetence. Rafael Aguilera Talmantesti, head of the Mexico Party of Socialist Workers, PST, stressed that the Habana revelations show that the United States transnational oil companies, particularly, and their big monopoly corporations that strangle the world, have secret data on the Mexican state-owned oil industry, which they could only have gotten through the CIA. The Mexican City daily newspaper, Excelsior, demanded that the Mexican government act immediately to put an end to stop U.S. espionage, sabotage of Mexico by the CIA. I think that's probably enough news. I can't think of anything else particularly that you may have missed. Give you a couple of last lines. A strike by several thousands of political prisoners in jails in Israel is certainly significant. Even in occupied Arab territory has gone into its third week. By the way, there's a growing support of real socialist thinking, not Zionist thinking, in Israel. A number of strikes are taking place. Anyway, the strikes has gone into its third week. While exact figures were not available, Palestinian officials said that the actions involved the major portion of 15,000 men, women, and children in the area, prisons and camps protesting living conditions and mistreatment. In final word, former Attorney General Ramsey Clark has accused the United States Central Intelligence Agency of playing a role in the military overthrow of Pakistani President Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. Yes, that was an assassination of a cruel sort. He made the allegation after returning from Palestine, where he acted as international observer at Bhutto's recent murder trial. Bhutto was convicted and sentenced to death, a verdict Clark labels totally unfounded and corrupt outside exploitive CIA interference. And he said there doesn't seem to be anything that can be done. It appears from what I hear of the news, I'm trying to catch this, I can't get it too clearly, that the whole charges were not justified based on the evidence that they had. Clark said similarities between Bhutto's overthrow and President Salvador Allende's overthrow in Chile 3 years ago, or 3 years earlier, are, in his words, very just too close. I would gather from what it sounds that Bhutto has already been murdered. One day we shall be glad that people will learn to live in peace. We want to thank the children who saved the aquarium when it broke. We want to thank the children for feeding the kittens. We want to thank you for noticing every little flower and not stepping on it. We are grateful to all of you that make this place prosper, and let us be grateful ever, because there's so many that would just give their life to live in a place where we don't have to lock our doors, where we never have any form of violence, even to the point that families, when we arrived here months ago, voted that we would never spank a child. What an atmosphere, not to worry about rape or to worry about crime, and then not to mention all the beauty of the fields and the adventure of hunting and fishing. Let us think of others. Many, many more need this great project, who, if they're not brought here, they'll destroy themselves before there's time for them to do something in the liberation of the Americas. Much love, and thank you for your attention.